Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right, Lindsey Graham yesterday making the case Trump should get on with it with Iran. Okay, now for perspective, okay, I gotta play where Lindsey Graham was with Iran like 48 hours ago, right? This is when we only knew about the mines, right, on the ships.
Right.
Okay, this is Lindsey Graham then.
My red line is severe. Is any more disruption of shipping in the Straits of Hormuz linked to Iran, take out their navy, bomb their refineries. If there's any more attack on American interest, go after the Iranians so they'll pay pain. They'll feel pain.
All right, so he's going to wipe out the whole navy.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty bloody. Make a big mess. Okay. He lessened up on the caffeine a bit. And whatever else he was having, I'd like some of that. And now, this is the more reasoned Lindsey Graham today. And he actually has a pretty interesting perspective on this whole thing that I've not heard before, Lee. Let me play it for you and get you to react to this. Because I didn't realize this. There's a piece of this about the Japanese tanker being hit ostensibly by Iran that I did not realize. Here it is.
And so when Abe was asked by the prime minister of Japan, to deliver a message to the Iranians, less talk, not only was he rebuffed, they attacked a Japanese ship while the Japanese prime minister is delivering a message from the American president, let's see if we can negotiate. So that tells me all I need to know about the Iranian regime and negotiating. So I talked to the president this morning. I'm going to meet him this afternoon.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that. He continues. And the media is grilling him. It's Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault, right? Yeah. It's Trump's fault. Obama had this under control. Listen, folks, all Obama did with this deal, I thought about a way to put this simply for you, how bad that nuclear deal was.
Mm-hmm.
All Obama did was pay the Iranians to claim they had knocked off that nuclear stuff while allowing them to continue with the nuclear stuff so that Obama could claim a big win.
Yeah.
That's all they did. I mean, I explained this yesterday for those just tuning in. The Iraq facility, A-R-A-K facility in Iran, is the one we have always tried to shut down. It's a heavy water facility. They don't need it to produce electricity, energy. It's heavy water, and they've never stopped operating it. We just started calling it non-nuclear, in terms of missiles and proliferation.
Non-weapons grade.
Non-weapons grade, yes. Thank you. We just started calling it that, and we paid Iran tens of billions of dollars to just go along with that talking point so Obama could be celebrated. So that's all we did while they continued to bomb us. And then Iran's like, we're going to need the planes to deliver the missiles, to kill y'all. I mean, not the planes. We need the missiles to deliver the nukes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to kill y'all. And they're like, sure, you can buy that with our blessing in 5 years. So Iran's like, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. We'll play your game for 5 years. So that's kind of where we are. All right. Here's what Lindsey Graham says to this.
Senator, he tweets that Iran made a big mistake.
They made a big mistake by shooting our drone down.
Is that provocative in and of itself to tweet that?
No, what's provocative is to shoot the drone down. What's provocative is to blow up a Japanese oil tanker with a Japanese prime minister in your office trying to start negotiations with the United States. What's provocative is having your proxies shoot into Saudi Arabia. Trump's not the problem.
Mic drop for Lindsey Graham right there. Thank you for putting down a stupid and ridiculous and moronic question from a reporter. I mean, it's just, good grief. I mean, if this isn't a prime example of the left-wing bias and the complete lack of context that these reporters have that cover national and international news, is that tweet from Trump provocative?
Yeah.
Jeez, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, we don't want to provoke. They just hit us. You want to ask that reporter, moron, what do you think? You don't want him to say anything?
Was it provocative when President Obama, when they started first talking about the Russians interfering in our elections, I told Putin to cut that out. Was that provocative?
Basically, like our last caller said, Lee, anything Trump does is wrong. It's all wrong.
Well, that's it. It makes no difference. Trump could do exactly, he could exactly follow an Obama policy and the left would immediately say, this is wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've said before, he could cure, well, I don't want to use the cure cancer things. Joe Biden's got that one covered, but he could cure the common cold. And they would say, no, that's going to put people out of business.
Yeah, no, it's a nightmare. And we've got a great call, a couple of great calls on the phone. Hang on for a second. I want to play one more of these. Okay. Then Lindsey Graham said something very interesting. And I was wondering if this was on Trump's mind when he decided to call off, apparently in midair, if that's correct, a retaliatory strike on Iran.
So here's the way this is headed. If they start in Richmond at the levels they're talking about in a few days, Israel over time will have to respond. There's one nation on the planet that's not going to give the Iranians a pass on their nuclear program. That's Israel. Israel will, if they, as a last resort, attack to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran. We will come to their aid. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to break our will, intimidate us to come to the negotiating table. The president made an offer to negotiate. The response was to attack a Japanese tanker, the emissary of the person chosen to deliver the offer. And last night, they shot down a drone. So here's what Iran needs to get ready for. Severe pain inside their country that their capabilities pale in comparison to ours. We're not going to let them disrupt navigation of the seas, attack our allies and U.S. interests without paying a price. So if they're itching for a fight, they're going to get one.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
This is all starting to make some sense if you connect the dots with what he just said.
And keep in mind, Lindsey Graham had talked to Trump that morning, was going to talk to him again that afternoon. So he's got some idea, at least, of what is going through Trump's mind on all of this.
That sort of makes some things make sense now for me. This sounds like that there was going to be a response from Israel with regard to Iran beginning to enrich nuclear weapons-grade material again, which is a direct military and existential threat to the nation of Israel. And they would have every international right as to go ahead and take that out,
yes,
as they did in Syria before.
Because Iran couldn't have been clearer what they intend to do with the nuke.
And the U.S. is going to be right there with them, and if anybody goes after them, and we'll probably be in pretty good shape with the Arab nations, because Saudi Arabia is an enemy of Iran. Iran right now is part of the proxy war against Saudi Arabia, as Graham was pointing out. And this is starting to make some sense now. This is beginning to make some sense to me.
Yes. Absolutely. Let's see what Jimmy in Spartanburg has to say on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, this is just simply a Democratic trick. You know, Mr. Kerry keeps going over back and forth over there. This is all this was a trick. It was a drone. It wasn't a live person. It had been different. It was a live person, but it was just a drone. This is another plan. This is like a Roadrunner cartoon. Trump's the Roadrunner, and the Democrats are Wile E. Coyote, and every time they have to have some device to try to get him out of office or make his approval go down. This is trying to get us into the war and hope his approval go down. And, you know, it's Trump's war. And, oh, my God, people are dying. The poor Iran, oh, my God, he's killing Muslims. You know, this is your trick. He shouldn't do anything. Keep the sanctions on him. And that's it.
Sounds almost like, Jimmy, like he's giving them another chance. Here's the thing here, too. And thank you, Jimmy, for your call. Time is on Trump's side with China and the tariffs, because every day they've got tariffs on them. They're having to make up the difference with their own dollars rather than lose market share. Time is on Trump's side with Iran, too. Their market is crumbling. Their currency is in shambles. It's lost a lot of its value. The people are would be in the street overthrowing the mullahs, but for they're afraid to be killed because their economy is so bad. I mean, the longer the Iranians suffer, the better it is for Trump.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lindsey Graham hinting that if Iran doesn't get it together, Israel will take them out. Interesting. Interesting audio. Now, here's Lindsey Graham, after defending Trump, says this.
If next week they go back into enrichment, putting them back on a path to a bomb, which they're rolling anyway, then that escalates the tension between Israel and Iran. If they do anything else against an American asset, and this president doesn't respond like Ronald Reagan, then that's a signal to North Korea and the entire world we're all talk. So Iran's fate is in their hands, and it's up to them to decide how this ends.
But Trump is going to... Okay. What do you think? This was an interesting response. I mean, if you look at Trump's tweet, Iran made a very big mistake. Yeah, but was it a mistake, Mr. President? Here you go.
But I have a feeling, I may be wrong and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did. I think they made a mistake. And I'm not just talking to the country made a mistake. I think that somebody under the command of that country made a big mistake.
And you're talking about Iran's leadership.
Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens. It's all going to work out.
So you're saying that members of your administration who want...
Say it.
Are you saying you think it wasn't intentional to strike the drone?
I don't know. I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it. But we'll be able to report back, and you'll understand exactly what happened. But it was a very foolish move. That I can tell you.
Yeah, it's just some stupid person. No, I wasn't even the mullahs. Okay, now. This is after Iran comes out. Okay, let's not forget how Iran has responded to this. They didn't say, oh, it was an accident. We're sorry. They didn't say, oh, it was an accident. It was in the airspace over Iran, which is what they claim. It's not true, but it's what they claim. Oh, we didn't mean to shoot it down. It was, we accidentally shot it down. They said, we shot it down in our airspace. We're ready for war. And Trump's like, no, you're not, silly. Come on. Don't be so crazy. I've never seen a response like that from a president. I almost don't know how to react to it. It's so out of the U.S. foreign policy wheelhouse. I guarantee you it threw him off. Trump continued.
Do you feel like there are members of your administration who are trying to push you into conflict?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, in many cases, it's the opposite. But I will say, look, I said I want to get out of these endless wars. I campaigned on that. I want to get out. We've been in Afghanistan for 19 years. As you know, we've reduced very substantially in Afghanistan. We beat the caliphate. We took back 100% of the caliphate. When it was 99%, Justin, I said, we're going to get out. We're going to start peeling back. And everybody went crazy because it was 99. So I said, all right, so we'll finish it up. So we got 100%. And we're pulling that back out of Syria. We're pulling a lot of people back. But this is something, this is a new wrinkle. This is a new fly in the ointment, what happened shooting down the drone. And this country will not stand for it. That I can tell you.
Ooh, I like this text. From the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, texter writes, yes, Tara, I agree with you that President Trump is giving Iran an out, as well as a noose. Repent and retreat, or suicide. It's a classic Queen Knight versus King move. So says Dave, USMC from Campobello. Now, the texter writes, Trump's decision was populist. Now he's being praised by the anti-war crowd. And war hawks like you think he was shrewd because he saw through some Iranian ploy. Actually, no, I haven't gone that far. I don't know what's going on here. And I really think you can't even fully analyze it till you go a couple weeks into the future and see what happens. Trump's in a really weird place right now. I mean, it's very obvious. And this gave me pause yesterday, too. It's very obvious that Iran wants us to hit them. And I said this over and over and over yesterday. They want a hit. And I explained why. Trump has crippled that economy to his credit with those devastating sanctions. Their currency has been debased to the point, it's not Venezuela yet. But they are in a real financial crisis. I mean, they're having to imprison, flog, and kill their own people to keep them out of the straits demonstrating because they're economically desperate. It's not Venezuela yet, but it could well be there. So time is on Trump's side here. He's not desperate to act. he's hurting them badly. And the media doesn't give you that perspective at all. And so the Iranian mullahs, they desperately need Trump to hit them in any way possible so they can claim American aggression and unify the people, or at least get the people off their backs. It's the oldest trick in a book. I dare say politicians have done it here in the last 20, 30 years. Unify the American people behind the president by having a war. Or something like it. It's the oldest trick in the book. And so you look, you're Trump, you're like, wow, I got him where I want him. They're obviously desperate to try this because they don't know what we'll do. And he likes him there. He likes them there. Why squander that power? Again, we don't have all the intelligence he does. We don't know why he turned the planes around yesterday and didn't attack, didn't follow through with the attack. What do you think? Texter writes, Trump is doing the right thing. He's being patient, going over all his possible options. See, here's the other thing, too. If Iran hits us again, it is so clear that Trump's not a Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un-style warmonger, which is how the press was all prepared to paint him. Oh, look at him. Obama had him under control, and Trump's man, he tore up the nuclear deal, and now he's beating the war drums. Folks, Obama never had them under control. Obama paid them billions of dollars to claim they weren't enriching nuclear-grade uranium while they were enriching nuclear-grade uranium. So it would look like he did something. He paid for them to go along so he could have a policy victory. Trump has upended all of that.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, do you have a family bucket list of stuff you want to do before your kids grow up? Or maybe you knocked one off? What is yours? New survey found the top things on people's family bucket lists, which are like trips, you know, trips and activities and stuff parents want to do with their kids. Okay, the top three are go camping. Check, we did that. Well, it was glamping. Stayed in one of those KOA places, but it's near the river, so you can pretend you're camping. It's got like a fire pit right there next to the air-conditioned hut. It's awesome. Whoever thought of that was a genius. Number two, bucket list stuff. Teach them how to ride a bike. Number one, take a road trip. We do a lot of that, actually. Okay, here's the rest. Visit a zoo or aquarium. We've done that. Go to Disney World or Disneyland. My Lord, have you seen what it costs to go for the day? No, for five of us to go for the day, we could rent a nice condo on the beach for a week. It's insanity. Are you the only, am I the only one? I don't want to go there. No, they make you feel like you have to. My parents took me there, you know, guilt trip. Did you really want to go? His parents come back. I have a lot of friends who've gone. Oh, it was great. I don't believe you. I mean, I believe the kids had a good time. I don't believe you. Would you want to go stand in line all day? In the heat, in the cold, in the rain? No, it was awesome. Yeah, right. I don't want to go. I was talking to my husband about this. It's just the expense is insane. Oh, but you got to go. I wonder how many parents, like, truly wanted to go. Anyway, number five, bucket list with the kids. Visit an amusement park or water park. Yeah, we've done that. And number four, teach them how to cook or bake. My son and I cook together a lot. The other two don't. They don't care to learn. I'm going to make them eventually when I get around to it. What about yours? I've got this all. I'm not going to pretend to be the most organized person because I'm not. But I actually have our bucket list organized, which is how you know it's important to me. Got it in this bright pink folder, so it'll stick out to me. And it's got pages and pages of where I want to go. And I have been crossing it off for literally 3 years now. And a lot of them are stuff in North and South Carolina on the Blue Ridge hikes and stuff. We do a lot of hiking and that kind of thing. And then I want to gradually, as the kids get older, transition out. I want to do a road trip to the Grand Canyon. I want to do a road trip to Yellowstone. And then just as they hit like 14, 15, 16, there's this really cool road trip in Ireland. It's a Kerry Circle that I want to do. And I've got a couple of other, like, you know, kind of around the world stuff that I want to do with them as well. So, I mean, I'm on a very aggressive schedule. And with all the rain this winter, we fell behind. But it's like stressing me out a little bit. How about you? 800-347-1063. Oh, my God. I found the most amazing thing. I'm sorry. It's Friday. I can't go hardcore every day of the week. I found this. I was so excited. Maybe this is only new to me. It's called Outdoorsy. Have you heard of this? You can rent an RV. Like from people. So it's the same idea as, like, you know, Airbnb. But you rent the RV from the people. I want an RV forever. But I don't want to pay for it. I'm like, I don't want to store it. I don't want to keep up with it. I don't have time for that. But I want to have the great RV trip, right? Where you can kind of just camp along the way. And yeah. So they have this. They should have done this years ago. I saw it. I just flipped out. I lost like half an hour looking at all the different RVs. I am so doing that. I am so doing that. How about you? 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. They grow up so fast. That's why it stresses me out. You know, and you figure you got an upward limit, right? I'm just curious. My oldest is 11. What age do they not want to be seen with you anymore or like go on a trip with you? I'm thinking it's probably like 14. Where, like, if they go on a trip with you at all or they want to, you still like you enough to do that because those are difficult years. They want to bring their friend and then the two of them have nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's why I feel like I feel like I'm on an expedited schedule. I don't know about you. Oh, by the way, I got a question to ask you. No. I mean, I help you decide what to think all the time. It's one of the services I provide. I work hard to do it. I hope I'm of some use to you. Here's my question, okay? Pretend you're me. You've seen all these shark attacks off the coast? You seen these? Okay. Well, you know, I booked a beach house for us, as I do every summer. But this year I booked it in Ocean Isle. I used to go there as a kid with my parents. Loved it. Now, see, I'm hearing all these shark attacks. I'm hearing about it. And I tell Lee, we're talking about where we're going to the beach this year one time after the show. And I tell Lee where I'm going, and he gives me this funny look. And he doesn't say anything because he's a man of discretion. And, are you sure you want to go there? And so then, you know, being me, I start going out looking, like, where the shark attacks have occurred. And they're all right around the house that I rented. So I'm looking at, like, where you don't want to take your kids, like, because of sharks and stuff. It's like, okay, you don't want to go next to a pier. So I'm looking at, oh, dang, it's right next to a pier. You don't want to do it next to, like, one of those inlets, you know, that lets the fresh water where the fresh water and the salt water meet. You don't want to do that. Shoot, it's right down from the fresh water and the salt water. Well, where have most shark attacks off the coast of North Carolina occurred? Outer Banks. Right there in a cluster that starts like North Myrtle Beach and goes right up to Bald Head. I'm smack in the middle of it. By the pier. Near the water outlet from the inlet. Oh, and then I read, do you know what is causing these shark attacks? One of the big things is if it doesn't rain a lot, which it has not. In recent months, it causes the water to have a high salt content. The shark love that. The sharks love that. And it has a high salt content, particularly near the shore, so they'll gather there. Check. And I went, oh my Lord. I can't do this. Is that crazy? Is that nuts? Okay, North Carolina, and that's where I'm going for it. Would you cancel it? I'm paranoid now. I mean, one of the shark attacks that just happens, the guy got yanked off his boogie board was literally like six blocks from where we're staying. Right in front of the inlet. Oh, David in Greenville's. So what would you do? Am I paranoid? Am I too paranoid? By the way, did you know that North Carolina is tied with California for shark attacks? Yeah, I mean, even in Common Core math, California's coastline, I mean, much bigger than ours. So, I mean, it's just concentrated right there where we're staying. I mean, it would cost me a couple $100 to cancel it. What do you think? See, no, and it's okay. Some of you are texting. Well, just let them in, go, you know, go in up to their calves or something. Well, no, what they love to do is get on their little boogie boards, you know, those half boogie boards, and ride in. If they can't do that, they won't be happy. And so I gotta take them. I gotta let them go out there. I'm gonna be flipping out the whole time. What do I do? All right, David, I'm gonna wait for the answers to come in. David, okay, you have done the Irish trip. You this was your bucket list?
I have. I did not do it with kids. I will tell you that I looked at it and we were going to do a quick a long weekend, and the roads are one car wide, and they're 25, 30 miles an hour. And so you look at it as an American, you think, oh, this is an easy trip. It'll be quick. No, no problem. But when you come around the corner and you end up hitting the brakes hard because you're facing a double-decker bus going the other direction, and then you have to go in reverse for miles to get out of the way, it was an interesting and fun trip, but it's not quite the same as driving around the U.S. So that's my tip for the day.
Yeah. I drove around for a lot. I've driven around a lot in Europe because that's what we did. My cousins and I road trip there. And yeah, it is a terrifying experience. I mean, those Europeans, have you seen, they will pass each other on the road with, I kid you not, I am not exaggerating, you know this, David, 3 inches between the sides of the car. And you're screaming that's bloody right. murder, and the other guy's not even fazed.
And you take mirrors off, unfortunately, and you have to pay for that.
Yeah, no, those mirrors go flying all the time. They don't care. They don't care. Anything to not widen the road, right?
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm glad you pointed that out to me, David, because I did not know. Maybe I will reassess my bucket list for before the kids leave. Texter writes, oh, I love you folks, man. I love you guys. You just... Texter writes, chum the other end of the beach before you go out in it. And we really need more commercial fishing of sharks. I think we do. No, in recent years, the populations have come back. Texter writes, don't worry, Tara. If you get bitten by a shark, they cut your rent in half. Oh, that's fabulous. I'm sure that will totally cover the bill. And finally, somebody writes, I've heard the Dominican Republic is nice this time of year. Thanks, y'all. Texter writes, go fishing. Take the kids. It's awesome. Another texter writes, a recently interviewed shark said people taste like chicken. I bet. Another texter writes, I'd cancel the vacation. No mountain sharks in Gatlinburg. Texter writes, Tara, at this point, I would cancel it because you are not going to be able to enjoy your vacation journey. You're going to be wound up in crazy. Just making sure the kids are okay. Another texter writes, no, you're not paranoid. You're terranoid. Thanks, guys. Texter writes, Tara, boogie boards are the perfect topwater bait for sharks. I know! Texter writes, get your kids shark bands. The first edition of that was okay. Apparently the second one's much better. It's like $89, though. Maybe. I don't know. Texter writes, you have a better chance of getting creamed by a drunk illegal than being shark bait. Yeah, no, no. 15% of the murderers in federal prisons are legal immigrants. So you're right. You're right about that. Texter writes, there's a way to find out if there are sharks near you at the beach by tasting the water. If it tastes salty, there are sharks near you. So says Eddie from TR. Thank you, Eddie. That'll help. The texter says, bring a tourniquet. Thanks, Tim. Texter writes, one laid roads will take Are We There Yet to unforeseen extremes with your kids. Another texter writes, see, I love some of these parenting skills. Mandatory all-day sandcastle contest. Submit pictures to fictitious website. Claim the kids came in fourth place. The creativity. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I can totally relate, but as a father of teenage girls, I canceled our beach trip due to the land sharks known as teenage boys. Heck, our kids are more into Comic-Cons and cosplay anyway, so that's our alternative. Another texter writes, flip the script. Shark steaks on the grill are delicious. Another texter, sorry kids, you're not worth $90 each. Hey, I didn't mean it that way. Another texter writes, come on, Tara, take the health dare, swim with the sharks. I don't think the health dare works that way, but thank you. And finally, Tara, go enjoy your vacation. You're more likely to win the lottery than get bit by a shark. Just take precautions. And here we go. Texter writes, I'm not driving. Oh, talking about Disney World and Disneyland. I'm not driving long hours to a glorified Six Flags. Dollywood for a lot less money. Yeah, Dollywood is surprisingly awesome. My kids love it there. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the shark band might be cheaper than canceling. Plus, you can use the shark band later. I'm all about efficiency and getting the most for your money. Have a great day. Thank you.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.